Good morning, MGTOW man. I just had a little test of my bed, you know, the instant sort of 5 minute roadside wonder, and what is apparent that I point that the I parked the car, pointed that into the wind so that there'd be airflow over the fucking cabin, the toolboxes, and there'd be like a little sort of sheltered be like a little a sheltered area in the tray, and what happens is that there's frequently the difference between sort of life and death can, you know, really be come down to the very, very small differences, you know. And so by keeping the wind off the sleeping bag and that you're in, and what's it called? Yeah, it's I thought, if I don't pull over real soon, I'm going to be falling asleep at the wheel. So I did, and I did pull over, set up the bed, and it only took like, you know, 2 minutes, and I was in. And I was actually asleep before. I had one of those little moments where I just woke up. I sort of woke up for a second, you know. And then I thought, yeah, I could just go back to sleep, you know, and just sleep the whole night. Or I've just woken up for a second just for a reason. Then I worked out, I'm outside, it's a really windy, cold night, it's fucking really cold, and you know. And I thought, hang on a second, this is really comfortable, but I'm not at home in bed. I'm actually having a sleep in the tray on the ute, and I'm out in the middle of fucking nowhere, you know. And I was warm, I was fairly comfortable, I was dry, you know. And I thought, yeah, Yes, this beautiful little car with this lovely heater. And I swear this fucking heater is made for, you know, driving in places where it's like, you know, I swear it's made for driving in places where it's like 30 degrees below zero. You know, like fucking Japan or whatever, you know. They said, oh, we won't just put a fucking heater in, we'll put a fucking heater in, you know. And I tell you what, that's nice. A bit of a hassle with my hallucinating little dark shadows off in the distance, you know, running in front of the fucking roadside reflectors, the roadside posts and their reflectors. Or is that just sort of like shrubs and trees and grass and shit? Or are those giant kangaroos bouncing along in the night? Got to get home and have a good night's sleep. So the bedding works really well. You know, just to sort of come in and an hour's sleep, maybe hour and a half, maybe, and it was fabulous. It's really cold, it's really cold, it's really windy, and I was fucking fast asleep. It was good. Woke up and I wasn't frozen to death. You know. So they haven't passed that short test. I reckon I could have stayed out all night. I woke up tomorrow morning just feeling just great, you know. Fuck. Yeah, something I sort of just had a momentary sort of flash of just then is that if you want to get words of reassurance from other people in order to feel better about what's going on in your life, I think you're kind of barking up the wrong tree, you know. Fuck. It's warm cabin and I'm just bloody... Yeah, the warm air is making me just drowsy as fuck. Yeah, if you're looking to other people to give you a sense of reassurance, well, you got to give that to yourself, I think. Fuck. And I think it's... I think, you know, you gotta sort of interactively react got to interactively act on fucking you have to interactively interact with other men. Fuck, I'm going to sleep. You know, what I found is with the other men, always little bits of support and encouragement and stuff like that along the way has been really good, and it's made all the difference. That's why I was so tired. About to fall asleep. Brain's going back into a deep sleep mode, you know. Only about 10 km to go, I think. Can I do it without falling asleep? starting to dream with my eyes open. Having a little bit of trouble telling the difference between, say, reflectors, as in reflector posts, and big patches of water on the road, which could be there from the recent sort of flooding or the recent heavy rains. And puddles are a bit larger, you know. Good day. Let's see if we can get home. Fell asleep for a second. Yes, I had a good little sleep, and another hour would have been brilliant. For the last week or so, I've really been burning the candle at both ends. And last night I only had a couple of hours sleep, you know. I was hoping to have, you know, like 2 hours here, 4 hours there, and maybe 2 hours on the way home or something, you know. But, yeah. Right now, in that, I'm having that sort of experience of, like, you know, that guy in the Terminator 3 or something, where the robot comes back in time to save him. And they go through that big building, that laboratory, where they do all the research based upon the T2's arm that was left there in the past. From that, they developed all the Terminator type technology. And, yeah. So they wire the place up, one of the guys is really injured, and they wire the place up with all these explosives to level the building and shit. And he's sitting there, he's been shot up and he's really badly wounded, and he holds the fucking trigger for the bomb, the detonator thing, and he's going you know, trying to fucking stay awake. And yeah, then he just fucking runs out of light. Out he goes. Well, that's a bit like what it's like driving now. You know, my fucking eyes are rolling back of my head and I'm struggling to stay awake. little freshen me up. Let in some cold air pointed at my face. There's a car about 7 or 8 k's behind us. You can see the light flickering through the trees. It's on about 5k straight road, and then there's a corner just coming over the rise. And there's a corner and trees and shit in the way. Fuck this falling asleep at the wheel shit. I have got to get home and I've got to stay awake. I might actually make up instead of packing the bloody sleeping bag away, I might have it just as a fucking ready-made bed, you know, like if I go on a trip, just lay it out in the back, put a little bit of timber over the top, and yeah. Talking about language.